And welcome to the How Not to Screw Up Your Kids podcast, the bucket emptying episodes. So, pour yourself a cuppa, find a comfy seat and enjoy the conversation. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Han, psychologist and parenting expert. And in this week's bucket emptying episode, I want to answer a question that was posed to me at a talk that I gave recently at a primary school. And I thought, actually, it was a really great question and worth sharing the answers with you today. For those of you who are watching me on video, you will see I'm dressed in a t-shirt in March, actually. And even with minus temperatures, the sunshine is glorious. And I'm sort of sending that to you for those of you who are listening in an audio. So the question that I was asked was, how do we support children and what's the best thing to say when we have children who are incredibly self-deprecating after they've made a poor choice? So for example, children that will, maybe their emotions get too much, maybe they make poor choices and afterwards they're constantly chastising themselves. I'm a really bad person. I'm a naughty person. I'm awful. I'm terrible. I deserve bad things. Whatever language your child particularly sort of uses. And it's how do we help our children unpick this idea about their identity is very different and separate to the behavior. Yeah. So it's really helping them be able to see the difference between those two. What they choose to do in a moment does not reflect their character. So it's really trying to help them to see that their identity is completely separate to the behavior. So what are the things that we can do? So the first thing that I would say, and I say this with love, but it's always important to start with the reflective piece, is first of all, is to reflect on the incident that happened and whether in the language that we used or in the way that we behaved in that moment, that we may have imparted in some ways a belief that for, imparted in some way for our children that we didn't make it really clear that there was a complete distinct separateness from their identity and the behavior that they chose. So we're all aware of that sort of the language that we're sort of encouraged to use when our children are younger. You know, they're not naughty, but they did a naughty thing, for example. That's one of the things that, you know, a lot of the books will talk about. I talk very much around choices, but it's really just having that moment to think, step back from what's just happened and ask yourself and reflect back, is there anything that I said or anything that I did in that moment that my child may have picked up on and felt that I was telling them off or I was upset or angry or frustrated with something that is at the core of their identity, rather than making it super, super clear that what I didn't like in that moment was a choice that they made and it was their behavior that I was having a conversation with them about. Now, if we reflect, and we don't need to beat ourselves up about it because we all do it. So if we reflect afterwards and we realize, gosh, actually, I didn't really make it super clear. I really lost it in that moment. And actually, you know, it's pretty reasonable of them to have come away from that feeling that I was, you know, having a bit of an attack on their character. So if that is the case, then one of the things that we really need to do is to repair that specific interaction and to go to look at repairing that as quickly as we can. So that's about going back to our children and saying, can we just have a conversation about what just happened? I reacted in a way that I'm not particularly pleased with myself about, or I'm not particularly proud of. I was really frustrated. And instead of really giving myself a few moments to pause, instead I just allowed myself to become frustrated. And instead of dealing with what I needed to do about me, I took it out on you, or I took my anger then was given to you. And I said things that I really regret because they're not true. Something along those lines. But in essence, when we've reflected and we felt that we haven't made that distinction really clear, then we need to do the repair work. And the sooner we do the repair work, the better, because otherwise our child is stuck in the narrative that they've kind of created for themselves around what has happened. So that's the first thing that we need to do. The next thing we need to do is to have that conversation with our children. Now, obviously, if it's in the heat of the moment, it's usually best not to handle things or discuss things in that moment because it's not ideal. And when our children are in that emotional part of their brain, the brain at the back, our primitive brain, and they've activated that amygdala, it is unlikely that they're going to readily shift from that big emotional part of the brain round to their rational problem-solving brain at the front. So we want to maybe create a bit of space, but we don't really want our children stewing on this notion that they are in themselves fundamentally as part of their identity, that there's an issue. So that's where we will have that conversation around being really clear what our child did and how that related to their feelings. So I can see that, you know, you were clearly really frustrated. You were clearly, you felt jealous that this was happening. You felt really nervous and really scared. And then use language that is really specific around. And in that moment, the choice that you made with your behavior was X, and I was frustrated, disappointed, upset with that choice. So we're really using language that emphasizes the behavior. So we're really addressing the issue of the choice that they've made in that moment and how it relates to the behavior. What we can then do when things are much calmer is we can have conversations around identity and also behavior. So it's really talking to them about, let's unpick the behavior. Let's talk about what that is and really making sure that they're able to make that clear distinction between not writing unkind, because unkind is something to do with an identity. It's actually, what did they do? I snatched, I threw, I said. So really getting clear, so that just get a A4 sheet of paper, put a line down the middle, put identity, put behavior, and get clear on the behavior first. And whenever your child uses language or says something that doesn't go in the behavior column, you put it in the identity column, so that they are really clear that there's a very big distinction between the choices that they make in a moment and their behavior is unrelated to who they are and their identity. And that's a really great way of kind of getting that clarity. So we've got we reflect on what we might have done to create an impression that it is to do with their identity. We've got the absolute, categorical conversation very soon afterwards that looks to almost video replay. You know, when you have sports, and they then do these replays, don't they? Because they're trying to make a judgment about whether that something was offside or whether there was an attack that shouldn't have happened on the playing field in a particular way. Is that they'll watch the VR, they'll replay the video of that particular thing. That's what you're basically doing with this identity and behavior. So those are the two things that are very much related to what happened in that moment. But what we can also be doing as a sort of alongside a broader education piece is really going back to this conversation around who am I? What is my identity? So that it has nothing to do with an incident, but it's that helping our children understand the core characteristics that they possess. And that might be kindness, that might be honesty, that might be fun, that might be trustworthiness, that might be loyalty. Whatever that is, it's encouraging them to begin to identify the labels that identify their character, who they are, and what labels you have to identify your character, so that when these moments happen again, we're able to sort of build upon those conversations around identity and help our children to see that the behavior, the choice in that moment, is a choice and not a reflection of their identity. So I hope that really helps, because I know that there are some children that become really attached to that view of themselves when they've done something wrong. And this is a really practical way to help them be able to see that distinction. As ever, if you have enjoyed this episode or the episodes across all my podcast episodes and you haven't already done so, there is a really easy way to make sure that each and every week, with each and every episode, that it's downloaded direct to whichever device you listen to the podcast on. All you need to do is follow. And if you love the podcast enough to go that little bit further and do that little bit more, then I would be ever so grateful if you could rate and review this podcast so that others can find us and we can spread the love. So until next time.